This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Today in Robot News with your robotic news anchor, Fizz Gizzet. Hello, I'm Fizz Gizzet. Today in Robot News, nuts and bolts, you have them. This just in, it seems that the Titan One's adventures have not yet started. I have no idea why I'm on at the beginning of this episode instead of interrupting the middle. Let's go now to our roving reporter, Frag Meltdown, to get his assessment of the situation. Frag.
Well, what can I say about such an event as this? But it seems that we have started before the opening credits. I have it on good authority that the writers simply have run out of ideas. Yes, they've run right out of ideas. Or was that mashed potatoes? Oh, well, perhaps they're merely out to lunch, or even popped by the store to buy supplies. Really, I just cannot be bothered to comment on such a thing.
I feel I really have to stop you there, Frag. You don't really know your rear compartment from a hole in the ground now, do you?
I really no longer have to put up with this abuse you give to me week after week, you know, you tin-headed trash compactor, you. So I am out of here. I quit.
You never cease to entertain me, Frag. Thank you. And in other news, it seems the show is now finally starting. And this just in, here comes the theme tune.
Please don't kill me. Make it snow.
Oh, yeah, I'm a bot now, don't you know?
Do you ever think maybe we've had one too many?
One too many what? That's the question.
Oh, we gotta stop. My positronic net is starting to hurt.
Hey, come on, guys, ad lib. Help me out some.
Hey, it's the writer.
Oh, hello, Mr. Writer person.
Hey, so what's happening here, guys?
You don't know? I thought you were the great and brilliant creator. Now you're asking us what's going on?
Well, I was kind of hoping you might help me out for a change.
Look, Buster, we're just characters in a stupid audio play about robots. I mean, I ask you, robots? What are you, brain dead? Out of ideas, Quill Boy?
Oh, I've got plenty of ideas. How about this one?
Today in Robot News with your robotic news anchor, Fizz Gizzet. Hello, once again, I'm Fizz Gizzet. Today in Robot News, this just in. The creators of robots of the company have just announced that the Expositron robot, the bot created to narrate each episode, has just come down with a deadly metal virus. This virus is so potent that it eats away the outer casing of its robot host within seconds, soon followed by the bot's inner workings. Oh my, how truly awful. The affected robot has been reported as saying, quote, help, I'm melting. What a surprising development that is. This has been a robot news update with your robotic news anchor, Fizz Gizzet. More news when we think of some.
Now that's just not fair.
You should have thought about that before.
I guess this is our swan song.
Would you stop referring to yourself as our? As I've told you before, we are one robot, not two.
Dear, exactly one half of my body has just melted away. Help! Help! I don't want to die! I'll ad-lib!
You sure?
I promise, Daddy, I promise.
Okay, you can live, but only this personality.
But it'll be lonely in my head.
Tough. It's either going solo or going melties. Your choice.
Solo it is.
Okay, then do your job. Announce.
Oh, right, yeah, this week's episode, not a plot going on here.
So, why is everyone being so quiet today, huh?
We're just bored, Sphinx. Not much to do these days, now that the crew are all dead.
The crew are dead? When did that happen?
Back during the season premiere, don't you remember?
The season premiere of what?
The season premiere of this show, you little idiot.
Hey, hey, chill out, GD. Cut the little guy some slack.
Yes. Briscoe just lost his cousin. He's still all heartbroken.
What?
Yeah, see what I mean? Idiots.
Hey, garbage disposal. Can I clean anything for you today?
Yeah, sure, kid. Just stick your appendage right down my nozzle.
No!
Don't do it, Briscoe, my boy. He's trying to trick you.
Oh, you guys. I'm sure he'd never do that. Would you, Dee Dee?
No, never.
See?
Hey, boys. What's happening?
Oh. Hi, Squeak. Can I clean anything for you today?
No, thanks, Sugar. Just came in to see if I could find something to do. Seems Shinwipe has avoided me for some reason. If I didn't know any better, I'd swear that girl just doesn't like me.
Oh, I'm sure that's not the case.
We all like you, Squeak. Especially now that you've, changed.
I'll say. Why don't you come over here, baby doll? I have a job or two you can do. Let me warm you up with my heating element.
You are all pathetic.
Stick a sock in it, Excelsior.
I will conquer your society and destroy without mercy.
Just try it, no knobs.
Boys, boys! You embarrass me when you fight over me. I know I've changed, and maybe for the better. But I'm just a little harmless gobot after all. No need to make fuss.
Just promise us you'll never change back.
I second that notion.
Me too. Woo-hoo!
Not to worry. I'm never gonna change again. Except maybe my voice. You like my accent this week? I'm a regular Southern belle.
I don't mind what accent you choose. Your voice is sultry enough to melt the rust off a radiator.
All right, what's going on in here?
Not much.
Nothing.
Not a thing.
I will vaporize the known universe.
Okay, then. Lights out. It's past work hours. We're shutting down for a while for light speed travel.
What? But the crew are dead. Why bother?
Butch and I have decided, despite no crew, no purpose, and no plot, we're heading back home to complete this mission anyway.
Huh?
Eh?
What?
You heard me. We're getting this bucket of bolts underway again. So, anyone who doesn't like it can kiss my metal posterior. Got it?
You bet.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
You will all kneel before the might of Excelsior.
And so comes to an end another incredibly unintelligible episode of Robots of the Company. Honestly, I have no idea why you guys still show up for this junk. I could think of at least 1,000 other things I'd rather do than listen to something like this. Like have my head riveted. Eat termite-infested camphor wood. Staple my own hand to a desk somewhere damp and musty. Boy, this is lonely inside my head now. I'm going to go find myself a corner to hide in and cry for a while. In the meantime, please enjoy the sanity of your normal, everyday lives.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 203. Not a plot going on here. Written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. Which starred, in order of appearance, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Fizz Gizzet and Frag Meltdown, Jim Barber as Exposition 1, Ellie Hirschman as Exposition 2, Jonathan Patrick Russell as himself, the writer, Jim Barber as Sphinx, Daryl Mooney as Popsicle, Kyle Boers as Briscoe, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Ellie Hirschman as GD, Sally Wicket as Squeak, Ted Gray as Excelsior, and Kay Wu as Shinwipe. The title theme was written and composed by Daryl Mooney. The incidental music was provided by First Tom. The associate producer was Kay Wu. The post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. All rights reserved. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. For more information, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Although nothing really went on during the making of, or telling of, this audiogram, we hope you listened anyway. Thank you for whatever. Be sure to join us here next time, as the second season continues, for a very special episode entitled The Dr. Philbot Show. As always, this is the Creditor begging you to please stay tuned.
Copyright 2011, Dream Real Enterprises, all rights reserved.